Zavitri, Book 2, Canto 10, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, pages 253 to 255. A suicidal rash expenditure, creating the world by a mystery of self-loss, has poured its scattered works on empty space. Late shall the self-disintegrating force contract the immense expansion it has made. Then ends this mighty and unmeaning toil. The void is left bare, wakened as before. Thus vindicated, crowned, the grand new thought explained the world and mastered all its laws, touched the dumb broods, woke veiled tremendous powers. It bound to service the unconscious jinns that sleep unused in matter's ignorant trance. All was precise, rigid, indubitable. But when on matter's rock of ages based, a whole stood up, firm and clear-cut and safe, all staggered back into a sea of doubt. This solid scheme melted in endless flux. She had met the formless power, inventor of forms. Suddenly she stumbled upon things unseen. A lightning from the undiscovered truth startled her eyes with its perplexing glare and dug a gulf between the real and known, till all her knowledge seemed in ignorance. Once more the world was made a wonder web, a magic process in a magical space, an unintelligible miracle's depth whose source is lost in the ineffable. Once more we face the blank unknowable, in a crash of values, in a huge doom crack, in the sputter and scatter of her breaking work. She lost her clear, conserved, constructed world. In the sputter and scatter of her breaking work, she lost her clear, conserved, constructed world. A quantum dance remained, a sprawl of chance in energy's stupendous tripping whirl, a ceaseless motion in the unbounded void, invented forms without a thought or aim. Necessity and cause were shapeless ghosts. Matter was an incident in being's flow. Law, but a clockwork habit of blind force. Ideals, ethics, systems had no base and soon collapsed or without sanction lived. All grew a chaos, a heave and clash and strife, ideas warring and fears leaped upon life. A hard compression held down anarchy, and liberty was only a phantom's name. Creation and destruction waltzed in armed on the bosom of a torn and quaking earth, all reeled into a world of Kali's dance. Thus tumbled, sinking, sprawling in the void, clutching for props, a soil on which to stand, she only saw a thin atomic vast, the rare point sparse substratum universe, on which floats a solid world's phenomenal face. Alone a process of events was there, and nature's plastic and protean change, and strong by death to slay or to create, the riven invisible atom's omnipotent force. One chance remained that there might be a power to liberate man from the old inadequate means and leave him a sovereign of the earthly scene. For reason then might grasp the original force to drive her car upon the roads of time. All then might serve the need of the thinking race. An absolute state found orders absolute, to a standardized perfection, cut all things in society, built a just, exact machine. Then science and reason, careless of the soul, could iron out a tranquil uniform world, aeonic seeking's glut without which truths and a single patterned thinking force on mind, inflicting matter's logic on spirit's dreams, a reasonable animal make of man and a symmetrical fabric of his life. This would be nature's peak on an obscure globe, the grand result of the long age's toil, Earth's evolution crowned, her mission done.